I get this on?
So, Senator,
that was kind of fun. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Let me ask you just a general question first. I think a lot of people think that this election is going to be about who is Barack Obama. Most people really don't know a lot about him compared to John McCain. But don't you think another question might be, who is John McCain? I mean, are you the guy that voted with the president 95%? I've been hearing that a lot. Or are you the guy in these ads who's running away from the president like a scalded dog? Who is John McCain?
Well, first of all, John, I think you want to look at voting records. Hey, we don't have the AC on here, guys.
It's a bit hot. I think it just needs to cool down.
There we go. Senator Obama has the most extreme voting record in the Senate and does not have, despite his protestations, a record of reaching across the aisle. So I have disagreed with the president on climate change, on the conduct of the war for 4 years, on treatment of detainees, on spending. Obviously, there have been disagreements between myself and the president. There have been agreement on other issues. And so I don't know where you get the 95%.
I believe whatever the Democrats say. Why do you think I think I get it from?
But good point. But the fact is, Americans, like you said, they're not getting to know me yesterday. They know me. They know that I am a person who reaches across the aisle and get things done, whether it be my favorite Democrat, Joe Lieberman, or Ted Kennedy, or Byron Dorgan, or Carl Levin, or Russ Feingold. And I have a clear record of getting things done. Americans want that today. Senator Obama has no record of that.
But I mean, you're the guy who's known as straight talk, and now people have to deal with the fact that you've changed your position on offshore drilling. You got a hard time in California the other day because of it. So what is it? So it's situational principle? What's the story with John McCain?
I had no hard time in California. There's 30 million people in California, and some people showed up to protest. They showed up here today. On offshore drilling, look, oil, I mean, gas is $4. It was $5 a gallon in Santa Barbara. And I've said, and what I'm saying is, if the states agree, Governor of Florida said he thinks they should. Governor of California says that they shouldn't. So, look, America's we are in an energy crisis. We've got to come up with many ways to try and solve this, long-term and short-term. So my positions on the issues overall have been consistent, but I've got to react to the realities of oil. Senator Obama has reversed his positions from the primary to the general, whether it be Ahmadinejad, whether it be on, well, he's rapidly changing his position on nuclear right now, whether it be on some taxes. He used to be for raising taxes above $105,000, the cap. Now he's against it. There's so many other issues.
Well, let's talk about John McCain. Right. Though states' rights is a big Republican issue.
Sure.
You're talking about offshore drilling. Let's let the states decide.
Right.
Well, why shouldn't states be able to decide then? Let me just pull two issues out of the air. Why shouldn't states be able to decide whether they want to take nuclear waste or have college sports betting? John McCain doesn't like states' rights in those issues, right?
College betting obviously is an interstate commerce. I mean,
you don't think Nevada has the right to have college sports betting here?
I think the issue is dead, John, and it's been dead for years, and it's over.
Despite your efforts?
Sure.
I thought you were running on effectiveness. How can it be dead?
Yeah, I haven't won on every issue. I didn't win on immigration reform either, but I'll go back at it, and I'm glad I did it.
You're not going to bring college sports betting ban up as president?
Of course.
Okay.
I have some fairly high priorities, my friend.
That's not up there.
And that is not one of them. But the other issue you raised was
nuclear waste.
Oh, nuclear waste. This again, if Yucca Mountain passes all of those tests that need to be passed, okay? But reprocessing is vital. Reprocessing has got to be part of it. And again, Senator Obama's against reprocessing, against offshore drilling, against storing. He's against everything. And so the status quo is fine. No, we've got to do new things and different things.
But Obama says the day that he becomes president, Yucca Mountain's over. Lindsey Graham, for instance, one of your closest allies, said, you know, yeah, we believe in more nuclear power. We believe in these additional nuclear power plants. His quote, let me read it to you. If you close Yucca, where do you put the waste? Isn't that a good question?
You reprocess it. Isn't that a good answer?
Is it?
That's what the Europeans are doing. Yeah. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Hello, Flash. No. The French, 80%. Of their electricity is generated by nuclear power. Hello?
You were around during the Carter administration, weren't you? Do you know why they gave up on reprocessing back then?
Sure, because Jimmy Carter was a lousy president.
Oh, is that the reason?
Yes.
I thought they were worried
that
about
that. That is the reason. And he's the same guy that said we had to shiver in the dark. And he's the same
You're not
guy.
Gonna go,
that,
don't go through all
he's
the Carter.
The same guy that kissed
please.
Brezhnev.
No, please don't do that.
All right.
You mentioned, I watched your speech this morning at UNLV, and you talked about clean coal and perfecting clean coal.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Reid, the U.S. Senator here, I think you've heard of him, has said no more coal plants. There's no such thing as clean coal. He wants a moratorium on coal plants. What do you think of that?
And my question is, what do we do? What's your answer? I asked that of Senator Reid. I asked that of Senator Obama. What's your proposal?
They say renewables.
Oh, I see. Well, then find me energy experts who will say that renewables are the only answer to our energy situation.
You say you need a
find
bridge?
One.
You think you need a bridge until
no,
you get there?
Or? You need a variety of things. You need wind, tide, solar, nuclear, clean coal technology. You need all kinds of things. We've got to have technology on automobiles. We've got to take this on the way we've taken on other challenges in our nation's history. And to just say that renewables is the answer really flies in the face of any expert opinion. We're going to build somewhere in America lots of power plants in the next 10 to 20 years because of the demand. I'm told by experts that it's going to double. So what are we going to do? Build more coal fire plants? You can't do that. You can't do nuclear. What are you going to do? You see, people who say no, as Senator Reid and Senator Obama are doing, at least have an obligation when the price of a gallon of gas is $4 a gallon to say, okay, what we will do. That's practical.
There is no real short-term solution. I think everyone agrees on high gas prices, and yet Mr. Straight Talk keeps talking about this gas tax holiday. Would have been, had that come up during a presidential race, you weren't, and you would have called the person who did that a panderer. That would have been the old John McCain, right?
I don't think so, John.
No?
I think that when you meet a guy like I did that owns two trucks that run on diesel, that says he's going out of business, but he may not have to if he was spared the 24.5 cent a gallon tax, which goes to projects like the Bridge to Nowhere in Alaska.
Wasn't that a Republican who proposed that?
What? Listen, I've taken on the Republicans and the Democrats. They, as you know, they dislike me intensely. Some of them still won't endorse me. I have fought the appropriators for years and years, as you know. But look, all I wanted to do, and I didn't say it was the answer, all I wanted to do was give people a little relief from their gas tax for the summer. And that was all I was trying to do. I wasn't saying that was the answer. But it is a fact, and I know you appreciate this, the lowest income Americans who drive the furthest, who drive the largest, the older cars, which are greater gas consumers. Those are the people I want to give a little break to. That's all.
You mentioned, I saw in one of your answers about judgment and experience, and you really think that's what separates you from Barack Obama, at least as character goes. And I know you think character is important. It's been really interesting to see Senator Reid go all over the country and hear and say John McCain is temperamentally unsuited to be president. You have an explosive temper. Everyone knows it. I mean, that's pretty strong statement for the highest ranking Democrat in the country, isn't it?
Well, I think it's not unexpected of Senator Reid.
He knows you, though, doesn't he? He's been in the Senate since you did. He got elected at the same time.
Oh, he comes up to me all the time and wants to work with me on various issues on the floor. He doesn't seem to be too concerned about it. But the point is, you cannot make a record like I have of accomplishment legislatively, reaching across the aisle, as I say, whether it be Ted Kennedy or Joe Lieberman, and get things done if you have some kind of a problem that keeps people from working together with you. My record is clear, very clear on it.
And I've given you,
by the way, Harry didn't mind asking me to go to dinner with him into a fight a couple of years ago. And the only difference was I paid for my tickets. He didn't pay for his.
Oh, you remember that one, huh?
He's worried about the... He's got to go to these events because of about his economy.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That was rich. That was rich.
And you haven't yelled at me yet. You haven't yelled at me yet during this interview.
He asked me to go to the fight with him, and then he asked me to have dinner with him before the fight.
Why is he saying that, then? That's an astonishing thing to be saying, that a guy's temperamentally unsuited to be president. That's all it is?
Oh, well, you'll have to ask him, but I have many close friends, both Republican and Democrat, who will tell you that I work very effectively with them. And you can't get legislation done unless you do that.
I noticed that
friends, we've lost our We've lost our cooling up there again.
I think I'm just making them sweat, but don't. I'm going to put that one out.
Yeah.
It's coming down over here. I think you got to open that, too.
Yeah, it's hot, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately,
mine's
we lost
not.
Our... Well, maybe it's better. Anyway, go ahead, Johnny.
What about this? I noticed you said in one of your answers that you support the foreclosure bill that's before Congress right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance letting the market decide on these kinds of things and helping people in need? I mean, people still have had a difficult time quantifying how much of this is homeowners, home buyers not being responsible, and unscrupulous lenders. How do you balance that in this legislation?
I think you got to do everything you can to try to do that. And one of the requirements is that it has to be the primary residence, as you know. But in times like these, as we did in the S&L crisis and we have other times, you're going to have to err on the side of understanding that there will be some people who may receive this assistance who really don't deserve it. You've got to... I think you and the state of Nevada and Arizona, we realized the S&L crisis was huge, and there were some people that profited by it that shouldn't have, but basically we had to fix it.
And so this is imperfect legislation,
yes,
but it's the best that can be done? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that it's imperfect legislation, and I'm also saying, and I may not have said this a month ago, we may have to do more.
For instance?
I don't know. But we may have to do more.
To help people, you mean?
Yes.
And
housing crisis continues to deepen.
I bet you're getting more questions about that than anything else when you're out there on
gas.
Gas. Well,
gas.
They're all related to the economy, though, and what do you do?
Yeah.
And how much is it John McCain giving straight talk saying there's no short-term solution to any of this?
You heard me say today we didn't get in this problem in one day and we're not going to get out of it one day. But what Americans want now is the same thing that they wanted at other crucial times. They want some hope and they want some confidence. You saw the approval ratings of Congress and you heard me talk about it. When we were in a depression, Franklin Delano Roosevelt didn't have an immediate answer, but he had some answers and he had a plan of action. When we were in trouble in the 1980, when Ronald Reagan was elected in 1981, he was sworn in. We didn't fix it immediately. There was 20% interest rates, 10% unemployment, 10% inflation, etc. But you've got to give people hope and confidence in the future. And right now, as you know, it's at an all-time low. That's bad for America.
Don't you think that because things are so bad that it's very difficult for you to get away from, here comes the third Bush term,
sure,
we better look for something else? That's
sure
difficult, isn't it?
Sure.
And so every commercial is going to be John McCain stood up to the president on that? Is that what it is?
No, it's a concrete plan of action for the future, whether it be the energy crisis, whether it be the subprime lending crisis, whether it be all of the other issues, that you've got to convince people that you have a plan of action. They're going to look at people's records, and they should. But I still believe, and frankly, in Bob Dole's case, could we sit here for just a minute and talk a little more before we have to go?
Just a couple
Dole,
minutes,
yeah.
We do need to go.
Okay. You know, Bob Dole, the great war hero, was not elected president because Americans appreciated his record and loved him. But he didn't do as good a job as President Clinton did as to what you're going to do for him in the future. And I think that's also going to be the case, as it has just in about every election, it's going to be the case in this election.
Are you going to run a better campaign than Bob Dole did?
Well, I love Bob Dole, and I wouldn't like to criticize him,
but I believe
we can run an effective campaign.
What role is Governor Jim Gibbons going to play in your campaign here in Nevada?
Well, I appreciate his support. As you know, the lieutenant governor is our chairman.
You snubbed the governor. How come you snubbed the governor?
Well, I didn't mean to snub him. I've known the lieutenant governor for 15 years, and we've been good friends. I have not known the governor that well. I didn't intend to snub him. There are other states where the governor is not the chairman.
So it wasn't his approval rating that made you shy away from him. You're not running away from him like you're running away from the president, are you?
Could we... I stopped beating my wife just a couple of weeks ago.
So next time you come, you're coming on face to face. I want to get
sir.
Commitment on tape, right? Did you hear that, Mr. Rogish?
I didn't hear anything.
When I come, I would. I don't know, they depend on the length of the trip, but I will make every effort to come on the show, and I enjoy the back and forth. I really do, John. I appreciate it.